my favorite project, though, besides that, was I'd say two. Jamal Williams, just his overall brand growth and development over the past few years, like, it's really taken off. He had a really good season at Detroit when we did it 2 years ago now, I guess the season's still going. But just to really leverage his passion for anime has been massive, and he is doing everything right off the field too, because brand isn't just whatever you create or put on social or web. It's also how you are day to day at practice or, you know, just interacting with people. So he's fully embraced that, and to watch him grow and get all these opportunities with, like, I could see him at a Comic-Con over the summer. He went to Japan with the NFL and toured, you know, all these different kind of anime themed locations and gyms and all sorts of things. So it's been really fun to see the leveraging work out and be successful of that story.
Welcome to the Athletes Doing Good podcast. We are honored to have one of our own on today, Tony Turnquist. He is the creative director at Capture Sports and Entertainment. So welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Yeah, we just saw each other not too long ago. We really want to dive into the creative process and all that goes into not just graphic design, but branding, personal branding, development of a foundation's brand, all the things that people don't always see from a bird's eye view or don't understand what goes into it. And it's such an important part of, you know, who an athlete is. So to start, I guess, you know, when you're helping, when we're about to help an athlete start a foundation, what are some of your first thoughts as it relates to the brand piece of it and branding a foundation for an athlete?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to look at is to obviously first identify what are they passionate about? Like, what do they want to, you know, really give back? Like, what is something that maybe they've had experiences growing up? I know one of our athletes, he was bullied as a kid. So obviously he's going to be into anti-bullying efforts and campaigns. So really what makes them tick and how do they want to leave their mark off the field? So it's really more of a personal endeavor versus like an athlete's overall personal brand would be, you know, potentially you start discussing and looking at their, you know, potential like business opportunities down the road, or kind of a hobby or an interest, versus an athlete's foundation is going to be more focused on something where money is not really a huge aspect of it. It can be involving like a hobby. I know a lot of our clients, let's just say, you know, they're phenomenal football players. So what are they like doing? Football camps, you know, and giving back and kind of seeing themselves as a young kid. And a lot of these guys, quite honestly, they're one of those kids at a camp. So it's cool to see. I know, I want to say Aaron Jones, like, I mean, those guys were, you know, those little kids and kind of full circle. And then hopefully one of those kids will do the same thing, go to the NFL one day and then host their own camp. And it's just a continuous cycle. So
I love that. You talked a little bit too about personal branding, and I guess when you're approaching, whether it be personal branding or foundation branding, do you approach them differently or similar, and how do they work together?
Yeah, I think I approach them a little bit differently. Like I was saying before, it's more kind of hobby driven and just like a passion of theirs. It doesn't always have to obviously have that philanthropic component or giving back component. So we really kind of dive in to see like, hey, what are some brands that could, you know, like let's say I'm into outdoors. Okay. How do we leverage that part of you and tell that story of you, you know, being into fishing or hunting? Okay. What brands can we look at that, you know, might have an interest in that? So how do we position you? How do we, expand upon that story. And a lot of it too, I think we like get caught up too on just like the amount of followers I have or engagement and all that stuff. Like that's great, but really you're just, it also helps the athlete, in my opinion, of that moment when like Jason Kelce just retired. Like, what are you going to do next? You thought about it at all? Because I know that identity, you know, no pun intended, like we create brand identities, but that's like what you do off the field. And like, you're only playing, you know, football or basketball or whatever sport it is for so long. So they don't have that huge, you know, excuse my language, like, oh shit moment, you know, where it's like, what do I do now? So I think it really does help them into just gearing up and thinking about the next step, you know, without being too worried and too caught up. Cause I always tell these guys, and they've been told by coaches growing up, like keep the main thing, like if you are an NFL or NBA athlete, like you should definitely have that as your priority in your day to day. That's who's paying the bills right now. But it doesn't hurt really to just be who you are off the field and to show that and just kind of, you know, have that slowly being unraveled as you grow and as you get towards the end of your playing careers.
When it comes to someone maybe more veteran in their sport and then, you know, maybe a rookie just out of college going to the pros, is it different? Is it, I guess, harder or easier to work on a brand and help maybe transform a brand or build a brand? And like, what is that like?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, with one of our clients, John Robinson, working with him in the pre-draft process. I've always thought, and it's been done many times before, like you can start a foundation and kind of really, especially in the NIL era, like doing all those off the field endorsement deals at a young age. And now that you're in college, but you have to be careful, especially as a rookie. It's like, that is really not the time probably to, you know, be too much like, hey, I'm a huge video gamer. And you all of a sudden now, you know, we see you're on Twitch like 20 hours a week, you know, probably like you should be practicing, you know. So as a veteran, you have more opportunities to kind of really dive in those off the field interests. Another client we work with, Jordan Hicks, like he's around my age and, you know, he's been in the league for a decent amount of time and he's, I think he interned at like a Morgan Stanley and his financial education is like he went to University of Texas and studied that. Mm-hmm. And just kind of that's really cool. And it leads to a lot of opportunities where it's like we're close now and we can leverage that side versus when you're a rookie and you're, or even if you're in college, like, you know, if you're a freshman going into school, like, you might want to have football be like first and foremost and then slowly weave it.
Did we lose Tony?
As you go.
Well, you're obviously super passionate about, you know, a lot of these athletes and their projects, whether it be a rookie athlete or a more veteran athlete. What are some of your favorite projects that you've worked on?
First of all, rebranding Capture was like a really good intro step to just kind of telling stories. And it's had to evolve and be something that will last for a very long time, which was good, versus when I worked in college football, we kind of did like a refresh every single year, which we still can do. And we're about to, sorry, Jared, we're about to kind of refresh the look a little bit, but it has the same bones of everything. So my favorite project though, besides that was, I'd say two, Jamal Williams, just his overall brand growth and development over the past few years. Like it's really taken off. He had a really good season at Detroit when we did it 2 years ago now, I guess the season's still going. But just to really leverage his passion for anime has been massive, and he is doing everything right off the field too, because brand isn't just whatever you create or put on social or web. It's also how you are day to day at practice or, you know, just interacting with people. So he's fully embraced that, and to watch him grow and get all these opportunities with, like, I could see him at a Comic-Con over the summer. He went to Japan with the NFL and toured, you know, all these different kind of anime themed locations and gyms and all sorts of things. So it's been really fun to see the leveraging work out and be successful of that story. And my other favorite project most recently was Bijan Robinson's My Cause, My Cleats. It kind of combined the designing of it. You know, I cut my teeth as a graphic designer, and I've never done a cleat design before, but more so the who it was for, meaning Bijan, and I worked with him when I was at Texas. I noticed what kind of human being he is, and just having that money go towards his foundation has been really cool to see. So it just kind of checked, you know, the sports design, you know, and just like the doing good aspects, all in one. So it was kind of just a very cool project to work on, to be a part of.
That was definitely one of my favorite projects that I have seen you work on too. So that is awesome. Thanks. When it comes to inspiring the next generation of graphic designers or creative directors, what would be your advice to the next generation of aspiring individuals that want to be in your shoes?
Yeah, and I'm just going to fully embrace it. Jared here is producing the episode here. He's done a great job, but he's also one of our designers and have taken on, it kind of leads with this answer, you know, taken on different roles and skills. It's always good to be able to do just a ton of different things, and also to practice your soft skills. Cause I always say it's awesome to be like a super talented photographer or videographer or designer. But really, if you want to grow and kind of help the next one in line, I think it's super important to be able to lead others and to talk with people and to communicate with clients, vendors, your other fellow employees. And I just think that's a lost art, and I see it a lot in our industry. The creative industry is the ego, and it can really get in the way of potential future business or relationships, and that's everything. So while it pays to be, you know, a really good, you know, creative and, you know, one thing, it's good to really just be a good human being, quite honestly, and just to work well with others. It will take you a lot farther than just kind of, and there's nothing wrong too. I don't want to state that there are a lot of people who don't want to lead others. They're fine with just being kind of holed up and creating some really cool stuff and, you know, in a dark room, and that's totally fine too. But you know, I always try to, personally, I think it's a really cool thing to be able to lead others and help the next, you know, generation of creators kind of come up and grow as well.
I like that approach. Leadership is such a wonderful thing to experience, and it's even cooler when you can take what you've learned and inspire other people by that too. Well, we have to ask you, it's our final question. You've worked with a lot of athletes. You see all the good that they do. What does athletes doing good mean to you?
Yeah, I think it's a really simple answer for me. It's using your platform that you've been blessed with to make a difference in the world and to better others around you and to help those, kind of like I was saying before, the next in line, whether those are kids or people who have had a more difficult path than you, or going through whatever, you know, health issues, and just really leave your mark on the world and make it a better place. I think that's all it really is to me. And I think that's a, you know, not that that's a small thing, it's a very large thing, but yeah, just really just utilizing your platform to help others.
Very well said. Well, thanks for joining us today, Tony.
Thanks, Danica. I appreciate you.